We're good?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, public comment period. Members of the public wishing to address the Civil Service Commission on matters other than those scheduled below may do so when recognized by the president. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is anybody wishing to make public comment at this time? If we could go back and do the roll call, please. Thank you, Commissioner.
President Nix?
Present.
Commissioner Bergman?
Here.
Commissioner Valdadano?
Here.
Vice President Nicholson?
Present.
Commissioner O?
Not present.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll go back to the public comment period. Does anybody have any public comment on matters other than those scheduled below? Not appearing. We'll move on to the minutes. Number three, the draft minutes of April 28th, 2021. In looking at those, I do not believe that we have a quorum of commissioners who are present at that meeting to vote on approval. Because President Nix, Commissioner Bergman, and Commissioner Baltadonna were the only ones present. As such, I think we should table this and bring it back for the next meeting. Number four, request to approve new job specifications. Let's start with the Deputy Director, Information Technology.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mark Seltman, Principal HR Analyst, here with Daniel Millay, the Director of IT. Before you today are recommendations to approve two new classifications for the IT department, as well as to revise the existing IT manager classification. The proposed specifications are in your packets, along with the revised organization chart. So beginning with the Deputy Director of Information Technology, before I jump in, I'd just like to point out one correction. On this would be on page 4A7. Line 57 states principles of effective supervision. This is redundant given line 60, principles and practices of employee supervision, including work planning and evaluation, performance management, training and development. So we'd like to delete line 57. Okay. So the deputy director is a senior management class. It's designed to really help the director run the department and execute its mission. It will consult with senior management internally and externally to resolve complex issues, and will be responsible for researching and developing strategies, planning and resource allocation, and budgeting. The addition of the deputy director is expected to improve operations, increase speed of delivery, implement required technical changes, and better secure technology assets. The current management structure of the IT department consists of a director, three managers, and 10 supervisors. Compared to other departments of similar size and complexity at the county, this is a relatively flat structure. In fact, it's really the only similar, it's the only department of similar size and complexity that does not have a assistant director or deputy director at this time. And compared with the other counties that we compare ourselves with and their IT departments, similarly, they do not, they all have either an assistant director, deputy director, or a similar position at their organization. Daniel, is there anything you'd like to add at this point?
Sure. First, I would like to introduce myself. Daniel Millay, IT Director and Chief Information Officer for the county. This is a great time for IT, but unfortunately, our structure looks like 20 years ago. I mean, everything changed. IT became central to the success of any organization, and as such, we need to have the tools to find and retain the great people we have in order to perform the job that is not getting any easier as time goes by. We are involved in every activity in the county today, everything. You talk voting, you talk going online services, you want to telework, you want to bring business online. IT is everywhere. And in order, we have great people, but we are lucky to have great people. So we have to have the proper structure to recruit future great people for the county. And this will help us. This will help us. And on that note, you know, I'm open to any questions you have. I mean, we have been, and I really appreciate, I was here like 2 years ago, and we started the journey, and then some of you remember, two of you at least remember, where we created classifications at the lower level, IT technician, business analyst. That has been a total success. A lot of departments embrace that change, and this is more of the same. And the journey will continue. I probably will be here one more time before I retire, and then I will leave the proper structure in place so I can live in peace. So, and thank you again for listening to our request and considering our request. So, thank you.
President, yes, Mr. Nicholson. Mark McKibben with County Human Resources. Just, I know some of this is addressed in your materials, but just for some perspective, information technology was created as its own separate department back in 2014 when it was broken away from the General Services Agency. So prior to that, the county had the General Services Agency, which included parks, information technology, and then general services, which would oversee fleet, purchasing, mail services, and other typically general services. So this is the first major reorganization of IT since it was created as its own entity back in 2014.
Okay. Anything else, John?
I think with that, we'll turn it over to the commissioners for any questions.
Commissioner Baltadon.
Starting with the Chief Information Security Officer?
Yes, that's okay.
It's the
Deputy
manager.
Director.
Yep. Sorry, I forgot it's attached to this one. Yeah, the Deputy Director of Information Technology. I do not have any comments. I would just like to thank the HR department for the organization. The chart was particularly helpful. Appreciate the addition of information to identify when we're talking about new positions, proposed positions, and also revisions to existing positions. That was really helpful. The addition of those words is good when I'm printing, and I don't necessarily have a color printer, and so I can't distinguish based on color. So anyway, thank you for that. I have no questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Bergman?
I do. On the org chart itself, there's three deputy director positions there. Why didn't we just come straight down from director to deputy and then have the line go where they take care of one? There's only going to be one deputy director, is that correct?
No, there will be multiple deputy directors.
So this is going to maybe be three deputy directors coming up?
Yes. Typically, the department goes one of two ways. They either have a single assistant director, or they will have multiple deputy directors.
If I can expand on that, maybe.
If you could remove your mask, you have a shield. I have hearing trouble.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Sure.
That's good for me too. So, IT is composed of multiple disciplines. You know, we do network, radio communications. We have 26 software engineers. You have people doing infrastructure. We have security. So in the current IT, in the old days, you used to have a monolithic structure where you can have one person. The disciplines today are so diverse. In my long career, I have never seen anybody jump from one discipline to another. Never. A network engineer become a software engineer. Never saw that, or vice versa. which means you need to have a specializations in each column to provide proper strategic guidance to the people that are working for you. Unfortunately, it's going to be impossible to find one assistant that can do that kind of work across the board. And that would be my recommendation. Spread the wealth and make people responsible and accountable, you know, within their own domains, so.
Because we don't have the old org chart. This is the proposed org chart. So what did the old org chart look like? Who was right under you, and then how did it go out from there?
It's funny you ask. So the old org chart looks like the new org chart because I have the managers reporting to me. I have an IT supervisor acting as a chief information officer, which doesn't make any sense, reporting to me. And then I have finance reporting to me. So I have five direct reports. After this change, I will have five direct reports. The idea here is with time, and I can share my thoughts for the future. I want to eliminate the IT supervisor layer. So going back to your point, as time goes by, because that position is too small for IT, and it doesn't carry enough responsibility, it doesn't pay well, we can't find the right people. So by giving more responsibility and better spectrum of tasks to do and a strategic planning included on that, we can probably go after the right people and create bigger units where people will be more responsible for the future. We're too focused on operation right now, and that to me is a challenge. So I get involved too much in operation, that need to go down, so I can concentrate in the future of the county, not just plugging holes or fixing potholes. So
what is this going to do? How much is this going to increase your budget? I'm sure you've worked those numbers out already.
Yeah, so that's a good question. That's going to be a very lengthy conversation. but there is a parallel track with IT where we have compression issues. You know, there's a big gap between my compensation and my direct reports. If those people were to leave today, we won't be able to replace them. We pay minimally in comparison with our competitors. And I'm talking minimally. We're off 30% in comparison with other counties. San Luis Obispo is beautiful, the weather is great, it's great to live here, but people need to make a good living to live here, right?
I understand that part, but what is the actual cost of your budget going to increase?
So what's happened with time, right? As people, we did the same with some of the technical support people. As the IT supervisors are positions retired or eliminated, those becomes IT manager position. And the IT manager position that are currently are held by my direct reports will stay vacant for the time being. So in aggregate, and I don't know if that's public knowledge yet. So
well, I think the numbers that we've been talking about have been for a compensation realignment that goes much deeper than what we're talking about here. I would estimate for this particular item, I think we're in the neighborhood perhaps of with salaries and benefits upwards of $100,000.
That would be the increased total for this position.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. That I think that's a fair estimate.
I think it
probably is worth mentioning that this item has been, as Daniel said, something we've been working towards for a long time, and I think it was in April when we took to the board the plan, and so they have earmarked money for these changes. We will go back to them in July with specifics in a hard number, but they have approved earmarking money for this project.
So this is part of an overall discussion about IT, and this falls within that. So the additional monies to take care of these positions are included in that recommendation. But then again, there are compression issues. We have recruitment issues. People are not passing probation. I mean, we are challenged, and we are lucky that we have kept everybody safe and IT working and moving 2,000 people to work remotely, but I'm not one that will count on our luck forever. So we need to make an investment. Let's put it that way. We need to make sure that we replenish the deck when the time comes.
That part I understand. I just want to know what the net amount was going to be to change this position. Mm-hmm. So these people are going to be second in charge of your unit.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct. And they will act on my behalf when I'm not around. You know, so.
So that takes me to my next point. And if we look at page 4A009, line 95. And you know, I'm a stickler on this, and since we're working on a high level capacity here of employment, I don't like that word "may" in there. I want that to read "shall." That's my personal, and I've done that many times here in the last couple of years, and I'm going to stand on that. So, I mean, any combination of the below is fine with me, as long as it's a "shall," not the "may." So that's where I'm coming from. So that's it for me. Vice President.
Commissioner Bolted, I think you have another question.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a couple. Do you foresee a problem with changing "may" to "shall"? You mentioned issues with recruitment and retention. Is that going to be slightly more restrictive?
It's interesting. We had that conversation yesterday, actually, with Mark, because we were thinking, historically, you know, when I go back a few years back, it was all about skills. And degrees were very important, right? Today, a lot of people have degrees, but they are not performing, right? So they're not performing on the job. We're going through one scenario right now where it looked like 6 pages of accomplishments. We bring the person in, and the person is not delivering. So the person is not going to pass probation, and we're going to ship the person back. So it's a tough question, because truly the degree, even the resume, doesn't mean anything until you put the person, until you put your feet to the fire. And you know, and we are very patient. There is a but there is probation, right? So there is a probation cycle for all of these positions where in 6 months they either the person performs or they are gone. And we're pretty rough on that. So I mean, if we have any doubts, the person is gone. So
with respect to recruiting as wide a pool as possible of qualified candidates,
yep.
And my understanding is with specifically with technology, the degree, like you said, is less and less indicative of the actual training.
Yep.
You want more almost on-the-job training is you know, experience over time. So I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with changing that word from "may" to "shall," and that it's not going to restrict your ability to attract as wide a pool of applicants as is necessary.
At this level, if we are talking a lower level like we did before with IT technicians, mm-hmm. these people, a certificate might be enough, and there are local, there are local initiatives in the county that provide great people with certificates, and we did that before, mm-hmm. and that's the "may." In this case, I would be really surprised if somebody with 10 years experience at between quotes, an executive level,
yes.
will not have a degree.
Yes.
I will be surprised
this
level.
That's fine.
But it's not, I wouldn't say "shall" for every IT classification.
Right.
At this level, I'm okay.
Thank
and
you.
All the people reported to me that potentially might end up here, they all have degrees. Mm-hmm. And most of them degrees in technology, or high-end degrees in technology.
Great.
So,
thank you for clarifying that, and I think that's an important question to ask. Also going back to something you said earlier with concerns about retention, I'm going to jump ahead in the record for a moment because there is some language that's used in a later job specification that is not included in this job specification, and I'm wondering if it would be helpful or useful. So I am going to refer to the information technology manager position.
Okay.
Page 5A7, and I appreciate the top bullet point, line 63, the ability to work effectively and maintain positive working relationships with others, including those with diverse perspectives, and possess strong interpersonal skills such as listening, speaking, advisory, or maybe that should be advising, mediating, reconciling, and consensus building. So these are the soft skills that no degree can teach you, right? You either have them or you don't, or you learn them or you can't. You're not necessarily going to learn them with a degree. But I appreciate that reference to diverse perspectives because that includes both personal and professional perspectives, diverse disciplines, as you mentioned, and we all bring our own academic and work experience to the table, as well as all kinds of other forms of diversity. That again can speak to being heard and respected in the workplace, and collaborated with, and having those positive work relationships can go a long way in your retention, right? And so I'm just curious if that language, I like that language, I'm curious if that language, because you're dealing with supervision as well at the higher levels, at the highest levels, and I believe that there's a benefit of top-down modeling. You want to model for your lower managers from the top, you know, you model, and they follow. So I'm wondering if that kind of language is helpful in the current position that we're looking at right now, the deputy director position.
So if I may answer that, I think that's a great idea, a great observation, because if every job today is 60% soft skills, 40% technical. It's not like 20 years ago where, you know, anything you needed to go to IT to write a report or extract. Now, customers are empowered, and it's all about building those bridges with your customers. So I think that's a great observation. I don't have any concern. Actually, it's a great recommendation. So
I'll go ahead and take that bullet and bring it forth to the deputy director and replace the bullet that's currently on 4A, page 8, lines 85 and 86.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And as well, so I'm going to have the same recommendation for the next position that we're going to consider.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Any other questions, Commissioner Bergen? I have no questions. Do I have a motion to approve as modified the proposed job specification for Deputy Director Information Technology?
Mr. Commissioner, could I ask if you would take public comment on this, please?
Thank you. I apologize. Is there any public comment on this matter?
No, we got none.
No?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We
might. Ms. Schultz? Okay, we hear you, Lou. We need to turn your volume up a little bit so we can hear it.
Rosa, do I do the remote on the TV, or what do you need?
Oh, yeah, can you try that?
Yes. Are you trusting me with this?
Mm-hmm.
You got to find where it is. Is this for the TV?
Yeah.
This is, there we go. Amazing. Okay, is it
on
our
way?
Would you speak again, Mish?
Does this need to be turned up?
No, that's not going to be.
No.
All the way up.
Can you say something to see what it sounds like?
Test.
It's a little better.
Can you?
Yep.
No? All right, okay. Please provide us with your public comment, Michelle. Thank you.
Can anybody explain that? I couldn't hear a thing.
Do you want to comment on that?
I could probably summarize for the commission. It was a concern from SLOSIA about the number of management positions being added to this organization. And in reference that it was a top-heavy management, an organization that was top-heavy from the management perspective. I would say that the IT department is made up of almost exclusively professional level classifications that would be unrepresented. So that would be the end of the comment. So
okay. Is that a fair summary, Ms. Schultz, of what you told us? Ask a question, sure. Mr. McKibben. You just brought up how many in this department, how many personnel are in the union versus not? Or maybe that's for Mr. Zelman.
I can answer that. So they are only, so we have the service desk, desktop support, and radio communication that are SLOSIA, unit 01 or 11, confidential. So that number is around one-fifth of the department, 20% of the department. So, which in aggregate is in aggregate is probably under 20 people total. And we are like 86. So, everybody else, excluding me, they're all business unit 7, which are unrepresented. So, and again, communication, service desk, desktop support, those are the only units that are represented in our department, and everybody else is unit 7. Software engineer, network engineers, system administrators, security people, including the management team today, will continue to be in unit 7, right? Will continue to be unrepresented. So, and regarding the top heavy, we are not planning to hire 3 more people to replace. That's an important point. We are elevating the current 3 managers to the proper level, but we're not feeling behind them. That's an important point. I'm not hiring 3 more people. We're just putting the people in the right spot, and then that's it. So, and again, with time, time permitting, I will eliminate the supervisory layer, so we have only managers, deputy, myself. 3. 3 is the magic number, but that will take some time. Some attrition, finding the right people for the positions with time. But eventually the idea is to have 3 levels of manager, no more, which is what we have right now. But again, there is a big gap between me and the next layer. And I end up doing a lot of operational stuff. And in my position, I should be focusing in the future and being dragged into operations. So it's mostly a corrective action that was much needed 10 years ago. It's just happening right now. So, and another important point, we used to be a division under general services, so with an assistant deputy. So they took that structure and they put me in charge of the department, and they didn't change the structure. So this is the structure of the division that was made the department. This is an important point too. A division was made the department without any changes to the management structure. So I carry that forward. And we have been successful, but we can't count on our luck forever. That's my point. So
did you have something?
A quick reminder that again the organizational structure is the purview of the Board of Supervisors, and while we can have some discussion here about that, ultimately it's outside of this discussion and will be part of the presentation made to the board in the future.
That's cool. Okay. Commissioner Baltadon?
Related to that, I think I read in the introductory memo that this structure is consistent with other similarly situated independent IT departments, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? All right, I'll close public comment, and I will ask for a motion to approve the new job specification, Deputy Director of Information Technology, as amended and modified by Mr. Zellman's comments, and change may to shall on line 95.
I'll make that motion.
And just to clarify, the change to shall and also the addition of the new bullet, the revised
yes.
language.
Yes.
I will second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Let's go to your request to approve the Chief Information Security Officer.
The Chief Information Security Officer will be responsible for managing the county's information security program. This includes the development and management of administrative controls and the acquisition and implementation of technical controls that impact all county departments. Like many organizations, the county is heavily dependent on information technology to run our operations, and our information and technology are increasingly at risk from hackers and other bad actors. This presents significant safety, operational, and financial risk to the county. As the complexity and significance of that risk has increased, so has the complexity and importance of this position. The addition of this class, the Chief Information Security Officer, will enable the IT department to attract and retain employees capable of developing and maintaining systems and programs to protect the county's information and assets. Dan, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I think maybe because, you know, maybe just an illustration of security. What does it mean, security for the county? It's voting systems. So we're in the middle of all that, making sure that, you know, there was integrity in the voting system. We test everything, we corroborate, we certify. We are in constant connection with the FBI on cybersecurity or threats from outside. So the person that is currently the security officer is the one interacting with all cyber crimes. So every time there is ransomware in another county or another municipality, we're also aware, we talk to each other. This is the person that also, when there are investigations for mismanagement or whatever in the county, this is the person that is in the middle of that, investigating the records, sequestering, in collaboration with council, sequestering email or hard drives or whatever we have to do. So this is a very important position, and today more than ever. We time that position should not report to me. It should report to the number one person in the county, because I should also be accountable to that person. So in a different kind of environment, that position should split from IT, because it's the county at large and it's an executive position. We're kind of small for that, but ideally, when I look into the future, I should be accountable at that level. I should be audited by the same security officer, so rather than reporting to me. That's a conversation for another time. I have lots of ideas, so. But again, that position is essential, because we are under constant attack. We have billions of emails and people trying to send us link that none of you see, because we're able to stop them at the perimeter. But on every given year, we have billions of messages that come through, you know, that are stopped. Not because we are great, but we have great tools. You know, we are part of the Microsoft government tenant. So, but again, that person is in continuous motion, in continuous learning, because if somebody human built it, somebody human will break it. So, and the hackers are very smart people. So, you know, and so, you know, you can't really let your guard down. This is the person that keeps us safe. And it's not only, we're lucky enough that we're small enough, but it's about reputation. If something happened in this county, it would be the reputation of the board, the reputation of our operation. I'm not talking IT now. I'm talking much bigger than IT. So it's something that it will take a long time to recover from. So we're always on guard. The officer has been performing that function now for 3 or 4 years. He's a very respected member within the California counties, very respecting when we have conversation with the FBI. So again, we're very lucky, and it's just putting that person in the right spot, at least for now in my organization, to create the proper authority to get things done, so.
Anything else? Commissioner Bolted Donna?
Thank you. I have a few minor questions or feedback. On page 4B1, line 22, I think we're missing a word, Board of Supervisors, comma, and federal, state, and local regulations.
I will make that change.
Page 4B on 03, another minor issue here. Page 3, line 62. I think we want to see remediation efforts to address negative findings, comma, and then and remove and. If there's going to be a semicolon there. And
then okay.
Just reread that.
Yep, okay. I could fix that.
And then on page 4B05, I'm going to just jump ahead in case if Commissioner Bergman is going to recommend changing the education experience line 143 from may to shall, and I don't know whether he will, but if he does, I'm going to ask you the same question. Are you comfortable with that change for this particular job description, or is your response the same as last time?
So because this is an executive position, I think we should be consistent, mm-hmm. and we should put the shall.
Sure.
And, you know, the person needs to have mm-hmm. the proven. I think the degree gives you you have the discipline to mm-hmm. go through school, right? But it doesn't give you the technical application of your discipline. The experience in that position will give you the delta, I think. So, and then if you have both, great. Then the chances of you succeeding in this job are higher, to say the least. So.
Good. Thank you. I do think it's a case-by-case question on that issue, so I do want to just make sure that you're
Thank
comfortable
you.
With it. With respect to the degrees that are suggested, for example, in line 145, information technology, business or public administration, or related, or field related to the work, is it necessary to include cybersecurity? Because I know that's an increasing an area of discipline, a degree, or are you comfortable just leaving it or field related to the work because that encompasses any other?
My intent there, I'll get Daniel's opinion too, but my thought there is that would be part of that would be something under information technology. That would be inclusive of that.
So not a separate discipline necessarily.
I think at this point, I do not, there are certifications mm-hmm. for security. I don't believe there is a degree in information technology security, a formal degree in any university.
Okay.
It's just a specialization within IT. And there are many licenses that you can have, and this person, mm-hmm. That is currently holding the position has many of those, where you get certified under Cisco, or you go, or you do, multiple certifications, mm-hmm. so.
Great, so you're comfortable as it is, and
yeah.
that's fine, I just wanted to ask. And then I noticed I missed one other grammar thing. Up on the same page 5, line 132, after the semicolon at the end, I think we take out the and.
Will do.
And that's it for me. Thank you.
Do you want the same language?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Same comment as before, I would recommend including that language regarding supervision of personal skills and being able to work with people with diverse perspectives. Thank you for reminding me that, Commissioner.
Commissioner Bergman?
Yes, I have a question that would relate to this position and the positions that we just approved last the deputy directors, are these still within the classified service, or are any of these out on contract?
Classified services. I am the only one who has a contract.
Okay, that answers it. So I am going to make the recommendation that we change line 143 from may to shall. We've touched on that already, but I'm going to make that part of the approval.
Will do.
That's it for me.
So is this the same situation as the other directors where, or deputy directors, where you have an individual that currently works for you and you're promoting him or her to get to have the title and more pay?
Correct. And what will happen is, I mentioned before, this person is an IT supervisor today, right? So that position will go away. So going back to the previous question about being top heavy, no. We are eliminating one position and reclassifying that position into something that makes sense in the current market and put the person in the right spot in the organization to carry the proper authority and also correct compensation, because we're not going to be able to hold on to these people too long if we don't do something about it. So
the title change is important to the people that are...
Correct, yeah. And actually, going one step farther, in the past we have problems with advertisement because, you know, we call it departmental automation specialist. That was a unit 01 represented. That doesn't mean anything in our market, nothing. So they, oh yeah, you're going to be called this, but in reality you are performing this function. That creates confusion. If you come from the private sector, people don't see the connection, you know? So, and this, we're calling things the way IT are called today, you know? So cybersecurity expert, security analyst, network engineer. So when you advertise, you're looking for people with similar experience in your field, either in another county or in the private sector. But we don't need to monkey around with the advertisement to make it look pretty so we entice people. It will, the class will define what it is that we're looking for. And the definition of your responsibility will define also what the expectations are for the role. We don't have that today. We don't have a role for security officer today. There is no county job class defining that role. So we bastardize an information supervisor, you know. So that doesn't make sense. It just creates confusion, so.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? All right, no public.
Can I have one more comment?
Yes.
I think it's particularly important to align this position with current practices and expectations because we do want to keep someone with this expertise. It's particularly important to keep around as long as possible because of the disruptive nature and the security risk of having a lapse in employment or having a job recruitment process that takes time. And so I that's another reason I think that I support these changes and the standalone position with the increased pay and the clarity of roles.
So I need to add an additional point. I think it's a good data point for the commission and also for public comment. We fail on our recruitment continuously. And even when we bring people over, they don't pass probation. I mean, the resume looks great, and it's not that we are picky, or, you know, we have a job to do, and we need people with the right skills to do that job. And what happened is the cost of, we have not had a network team. The network team is 7 people, 1 supervisor and 6 network engineers. That team has not been full, 7 positions, for the last 6 years. One way or another, we lost this. We have so great people that they were hired by Cisco. They took it away from us and they went to San Francisco. So that tells you the quality of the people we have. But that team has not been full for the last 7 years. And that team was the most impacted team during the pandemic. But when everybody went home, those are the people, the alternate care center, when we have to activate the emergency operation center, those were the people that we needed. We have only 4 of those going around for 14 months everywhere, trying to make things work. That's a lot of risk. That needs to get fixed. And I think this conversation between compensation, compression, moving the people to the right role, will give us some relief, you know, so.
Any other questions?
All right, do I have a motion to approve the Chief Information Security Officer with the amendments that, or modifications that Commissioner Baltadonna said in terms of the typos, made a shall, and add her language?
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. And then finally, we have the request to approve revised job specification information technology manager.
Yes, the IT manager is an existing classification created in 2002, last revised in 2007. We are proposing revisions to update the distinguishing characteristics, especially because of the introduction of the deputy director, so that we can differentiate and clarify the distinguishing aspects of those roles, and update the employment qualifications to be consistent with our current format.
So you're saying the distinguishing characteristics have changed over the last 14, 15 years? It's shocking to me.
Well, they might not have changed as much as we might have expected. The big thing was really that with the introduction of a deputy, we have to call out that the manager, as it was reporting directly to the director, and so that has to be reconciled.
And this goes back to the conversation that with time, that IT supervisory layer will go away, and we will have only managers, deputies, and the CIO, which is me, or somebody else, but three layers. But that will take time. We did the same with the other classes that you guys approved, you know, 2 years ago. You know, the departmental automation specialist, which is an obsolete class, was replaced by IT technicians, and now we're hiring to the new class. And just by that simple change, our pool of applicants now is twice as big. Just by calling the right, it's a kind of interesting. The pay is less than before, but the advertisement is right, and we get twice as many applicants. So it's a kind of a funny world, if you ask me, so.
All right, any other input before we open it to the commissioners? Commissioner Baltadonna, any questions?
Thank you. Looking at the job description, 5A, looking at the one with all the edits incorporated, under distinguishing characteristics, the last sentence was a little clunky to me, and for consistency with the sentence above, I see what you're trying to do is distinguish this position from the technology supervisor position. I think the technology supervision by its responsibility, the its is a little confusing as to what you're referring to, so I would just recommend changing this sentence to say, it is distinguished from the information technology supervisor because that position, or because the supervisors, whichever one you prefer, are responsible for strategic planning. I think the its is referring to the supervisor's position.
Yeah.
I believe that it is referring to the IT manager.
That's correct.
And so the recommendation we would make would be to replace it with the actual job classification we're referencing, which
yes.
would be
okay.
Information technology
Perfect.
Manager.
Fine. See, there clear. You go. I was confused as to what you were
Thank
referring
you.
To.
Keep it simple.
And then, on page 5A007, thank you for incorporating that first bullet point into the prior job descriptions that we've looked at. I think that was wise, and I would just suggest that the HR department as a whole consider, you know, that language to the degree necessary, because it, from my perspective as an employment attorney who speaks with employees at the end of their employment, or you know, something's gone terribly wrong, and most often it's interpersonal skills, it's a breakdown, it's poor bedside manner, it's miscommunications, It's and things that happen because of cultural differences and just experiential differences and what have you. So I just think that language is helpful, and I have no further comments. Thank you.
Commissioner Bergman.
Going over to page 5A3, line number 79, do you have any problem changing that like the other two?
So this one is the, with time, will be the first line of supervision, right? So I have no problem changing to shall, but it might be interesting maybe to give it some flexibility because we might promote from within now. Mm-hmm. And somebody might have the enough years of experience, might decide to go to school later, might not have a degree, but it might be the best candidate for the job. First line of supervision. Mm-hmm. That person is going to be under mentoring from the deputy, you know. So I think this one, maybe we want to give it a little more flexibility to allow more opportunity for some people who might not have finished the degree, and maybe this will be an incentive to get the degree. But the May might work in this. Actually, in general, I suggest May on the first line of supervision, shall thereafter. So that would be, I think that would be a good rule for the county.
Okay,
you know?
I'm good with that then.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I have no questions. Open it for public comment. All right, no public comment. We'll close it for public comment. Do I have a motion to approve the information technology manager as modified by the couple of typographical errors?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for supporting us. This is a, you know, very special time for IT, and that will allow us to, you know, to continue to replenish the deck with the right people. So that's what we need. It's not getting any easier. Thank you again for your support.
Let's move on to number six, reports. Commission president is not present, and the commission vice president doesn't have anything to report. Commission counsel.
And nothing from council, thank you.
Commission outside council?
Nothing to report, thank you.
Commission secretary, Mr. McKibben, yes. Filling that role?
That's yes. What we worry about.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Especially when you're here.
Mark McKibben, serving as your secretary today. Update regarding grievances and appeals. There are two that are working through the process within the HR department, but we're working with both parties' representatives. We are at this point in time today, I'm confident that we'll be able to resolve both of those without the need for a hearing before your commission.
Good.
So we have nothing on the books as of this moment in time?
Correct. We have nothing scheduled at this time for the commission.
Okay. Thank you.
We like them today.
We like that.
Anything else, acting commission secretary?
Yes. And
just on that point of scheduling, just so everyone is aware, HR department, I will be out of state next meeting, so for the June meeting, just so that you're aware of that. I know we don't have any hearings on calendar, but I just wanted everyone to be aware of that.
Okay, thank you. The other issue wanted to discuss this morning was following up on President Bergman's discussion last week of the rule update committee, there's actually a subcommittee of the commission that HR works with as we're going through the negotiations with the union representatives. That currently is made up of Commissioner Baltadano and Commissioner O. And Commissioner O has not been able to attend the most recent meetings. And so we would ask the commission if they would consider appointing another representative to the commission so we can move forward. The general timeline we're looking at would be to bring the final rule updates to your commission in December. So we would navigate that to have tentative agreements in November. And the reason we're choosing that time frame is we would like to get the rule updates completed before we go back into labor negotiations with SLOSIA, which happens in January, which is the largest employee association we have. So this would give us the fall, late summer and fall to go through the process. And again, we would recommend that we identify someone maybe to replace Commissioner O as your member of your subcommittee.
My recollection is that it was Commissioner Baltadano and Commissioner Nix.
That's what I remember as well.
Okay.
Correct.
We had so some we had some discussions internally about that, so.
We've substituted Commissioner Ohanassian for Commissioner Nix and solved your problem.
Yeah, we had some discussions internally exactly where that was left off, honestly. So if I can confirm Commissioner Nix and Commissioner Baldonado, then
That's correct.
We'll be there, the subcommittee representing the commission.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Move on to number 7, public comment on closed session items. Members of the public wishing to address the Civil Service Commission on closed session matters agendized here may do so when recognized by the president. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is there any public comment on the closed session item? I'll close the public session comment, and now we're going to move to closed session. Thank you, gentlemen. On rain.
Okay, it's back.
Okay, we'll return from closed session. We have nothing to report out. I'm going to adjourn the meeting, the regular session meeting of the Civil Service Commission held on May 26th, 2021. Got it?